Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Roger Clemens. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Paul Householder. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Teddy Higuera. And now, play ball. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler takes first base on ball four. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Clemens covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive towards third. Boggs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Hoffman reaches second base with a double. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hoffman moves to third. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball four. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Barrett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Easler hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice throws the ball into Barrett, who tags Molitor, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Manning moves to third. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Clemens covering, for the out. Manning scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-1 in the game. Nichols hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ogilvy moves to third. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0-for-1 in the game. Householder takes first base on ball 4. Riles moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ogilvy tags and scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 2, Brewers, 2. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evans is called out on strikes. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Buckner hits a line drive towards the mound. Higuera catches it and steps on first to double up Boggs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Molitor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nichols. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Bruce Keeson now pitching. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gantner hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. Molitor moves to third. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-2 in the game. Nichols takes first base on ball 4. Easler moves to second. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barrett strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hoffman hits a line drive towards third. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Giesen covering, for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Householder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Giesen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor juggles the ball. That's an error on Molitor. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Moore for a passed ball. Sullivan moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to third. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Pete Ladd now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boggs moves to third. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Easler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manning is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Molitor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons pinch hits for Reed Nichols. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons strikes out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles misplays the ball. That's an error on Riles. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Lyons now playing center field. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Buckner, and towards Barrett, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buckner. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Buckner steals second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-4 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to home to get Evans. Buckner moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ladd fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Stanley now pitching. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons is called out on strikes. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley fires over to first and Buckner drops the ball. That's an error on Buckner. Riles moves to second. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Householder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Riles moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Moore reaches second base with a double. Riles scores. It's Red Sox, 3, Brewers, 3. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a pop-up towards the mound. Fingers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Hoffman reaches second base with a double. Barrett moves to third. Rich Gedman pinch hits for Mark Sullivan. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is walked intentionally. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Rich Gedman now catching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Molitor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gantner is walked intentionally. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-4 in the game. Cooper bunts towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to third. Gantner moves to second. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie is walked intentionally. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molitor tags and scores. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.